Hello, welcome to Cooking with Chef Perry. I'm your host, Bela Lugosi. I want to suck your beer. Okay. Halloween time is almost here. Yeah. So today we're going to make some treats for the little ones. Okay. Now, you don't want to give them lots of candy because they don't eat it no more. First, they just give it to their parents. Their parents go through it and they test it for rat poison and razor blades and all the other crap these weirdos put in it nowadays. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. You're just throwing away your money if you're buying candy for these little brats. Because they thank you for it and they throw it away. Now, I'm sure I'm pissed off about it. I'm pissed off thinking about it. All right. Forget the treats. Today we're going to show you how to trick the little punks. Here's a good one. First, glue a thumbtack to your doorbell.
Oh, no!
When they go to ring it, ouch! Personalized blood test. Okay. Then you buy a bag of Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls, they're the best. There, I said it. Open the bag very carefully. Then eat all the Tootsie Rolls. All right, then save the wrappers and go out in the backyard, collect a bunch of rocks. Wrap them up inside the Tootsie Roll wrappers. Voila, rock candy. Then, of course, after all this hard work, go to the fridge, grab an ice-cold beer, slug it down, and burp up on the little juveniles. Now get out of here.
Happy Halloween.
Tune us again next time for Cooking with Chef Perry.
We are...
It's time for another quick food tip with Chef Perry.
Okay, it's quick food tips with Chef Perry, and today's tip is going to be exactly that. Quick. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because I just ate a can of beans, and I got to go to the can. No, I'm serious. I got to give birth to a sailor. I'd say I got to run, but then I just might. Hey, speaking of the runs, Hal, your wife called earlier. She says she wants you to come home for lunch. She's made you something special. Okay. So what's the quick food tip for today? Don't eat chili. Unless you got a lot of time to spend sitting on the pot. Now get out. Oh, hell, I'm getting out of here.
Look out.
This has been a quick food tip with Chef Perry.
This. Yeah, he's a jerk, but we got him real cheap. This is The Scruff Show on Classic Rock, 97.5 FM.
Hello, welcome to Cooking with Chef Perry. I'm your host, Ethel Merman. You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on your plate. Starting here, starting now. Everything's coming up roses! Oh, jeez, that didn't come up like a rose, did it? All right. So, today we're making something simple, something quick, something that's good for you, too. What is it? Big glass of water. Okay, here's what you do. First, you get yourself a nice big glass. Speaking of a big glass, Al, I saw your wife the other day. That glass is bigger than ever. Okay. Now, go to the sink, turn on the faucet to cold. Now, this is the trick. What you want to do here is stick your finger under the water before you throw your glass under it. That way you see if the water's cold enough, okay? Now, once it's at the right temperature, turn it off. You heard me right. Turn it off. Then put your glass under the faucet and turn it back on. That way your water won't spill under the side of your glass and drip onto your shirt. Hey, speaking of drips, my son's in town. He wanted me to tell you guys, hey, fellas, like anyone cares. Okay. Now take a big drink. That's terrible. That tastes nothing like a cold beer. Go to the fridge, grab an ice cold Bud Dry. Why ask why? Try Bud Dry. There I said it, and I get the hell out of here.
Join us again next time for Cooking with Chef Perry.
This program made possible by a grant from the Gourmet Founders Institute.
Hello, welcome to Cooking with Chef Perry. Hey, my idiot son left his guitar here last time. Hey, this thing ain't so hard to play. Look at me, I'm jamming it or whatever they say. Keep the music up, I like this. Eat your heart out, chubby domino. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, today we're going to make something special on account of that's what the cue card says in front of me. Okay, today we're going to make pizza. Now we're going to use one of them Bobo, what is it?
Bobbly.
Bobble? What? Bobbly pizza crust. It's the best. There, I said it. I better not have to say it again. Okay. Take your pizza crust, put some sauce and some cheese and whatever the hell else you want on it. Throw it in the oven till it's done. Now, if you don't have any sauce or cheese or anything else, take some Chef Boyardee cheese raviolis. Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee. Spread them all over the crust and eat it cold.
Speaking of cold, make sure you grab a nice cold Löwenbräu. Tonight, let it be Löwenbräu. There, I said it. Now get out of here.
Join us again next time for Cooking with Chef Perry. It's time for another quick food tip with Chef Perry.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Chef Perry Food Tips. When last we left, Chef Perry, that's me, was trying to figure out where that smell's coming from. You smell that?
Oh, yeah.
Smells bad. Hal, is your wife here? You know what that is? That's my feet. My feet stink. I gotta get some of those odor killer insoles. They absorb odors for up to 3 months. Hey, Hal, you might want to tell your wife about them. She could put a couple in her pants. All right, all right, all right. On to today's food tip. A lot of people write to me and they say, hey, Chef Perry, what the hell is it parsley for? Why do they put it on the plate at restaurants? Parsley is simply a garnish. It helps make a bland meal look more pleasing, more appetizing. Hey, Hal, maybe you'd like to put some parsley on your wife. Maybe you'd like to put a parsley truck on your wife. So the food tip this week is, if you want to make something look nice, put parsley around it. For instance, look at this beer. Put a little parsley in it and drink it down. There, gets you loaded and freshens your breath. Now get out of here.
This has been a quick food tip with Chef Perry.
This program made possible by a grant from the Gourmet Founders Institute.
Oh, welcome to Cooking with Chef Perry. I'm your host, Johnny Carson. What the hell do you think I am? I'm Chef Perry. All right, all right, all right. Today in the show, we're going to show you how to make a nice, delicious, hot cup of tea. Nice, delicious hot cup of tea. Okay, here's what you got to do. First, you got to boil water, and you got to get the tea bag, you got to put it into a cup, and you got to pour the hot water into the cup, and you got to let it sit there. It's called steeping, I think, is what they. And then it's, I'll tell you what, or you could do this. This is a much easier method. There you go. I'm peeing into this cup. Let me tell you something about tea. There is no difference between tea and pee. I'm telling you right there. Oh, look at that now, sitting there on the counter. Big cup of, that's disgusting. That's making me sick to even look at it. Which reminds me, Al, how's your wife? So let's review. Here's how you make tea. You go to the refrigerator, you open it up, you pull out a nice cold ice house, you pop it open. Ice house beer, it's the best there. I said it, and I get the hell out of here. There's some tea for you.
Join us again next time for Cooking with Chef Perry. And now it's time for a quick food tip with Chef Perry.
Hey, Chef Perry with a quick food tip. As you know, I'm a big beer drinker. In fact, my wife says the reason I'm so big is because of the beer. So today's food tip is things that go good with beer. Okay, let's see what goes good with beer. Pizza goes great with a beer. Potato chips. I love hot dogs with beer. Hamburgers good. Oh, peanuts goes good. Matter of fact, baseball games go good with a beer. Waiting in line for a movie goes nicely with a beer. Traffic court. Let's see here. Going to the track. Playing cards with Hal and the rest of you bozos. Hell, even Al's wife goes good with a beer. Well, maybe about 20 beers. Let's see what else goes good with a beer. Let's see. Doctor's appointments. Church. Mowing the lawn. Watching the tube. Let's see. Tying your shoes. Burping goes good with a beer. Listening to the radio. Hey, beer even goes good with making a list of things that go good with beer. Now get the hell out of here. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. Breathing.
This has been a quick food tip with Chef Perry.
Oh, hey, it's Chef Perry. Hello there.
Hey.
Boy, the show keeps starting earlier and earlier. Welcome to Chef Perry's food tip. Quick food tip. Whatever the hell. Okay, here's a quick food tip. Pizza.
Hey.
It's quick. It fills you up. It gives you gas. Most importantly, it goes good with beer. Speaking of all those things, besides the gas, that is, you should see our producer's Hal's new assistant, Vicky. She looks quick. She's all filled up in the right places. And she could have a beer with me anytime. You should see how she follows Hal around, saying stuff like, is there anything I can do for you, sir? And let me get that for you. I tell you, Hal's in heaven. He hasn't heard talk like that since the night he knocked up his wife and had to get married. Okay, okay. So anyway, a quick food tip is, what's a quick food tip?
Pizza.
What?
Pizza.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's order one. That's a food tip. Quick food tip. Okay, I forgot. I was daydreaming about Vicky. Hey, speaking of tips. Yeah, never mind. Get the hell out of here.
This has been a quick food tip with Chef Perry.